Welcome, everybody. Breakman, can you give us an evil laugh real quick?
Hold on.
Please. Any day. Right now would be great. Evil laugh. Welcome to the first October edition of RP Grinders in the year 2023. It's episode 761. I'm your host. I don't even know what I would call myself. Frankenstein branches, along with my. There you go. There you go. That. There you go. And that is the.
Frank, when you said that, and I almost choked, so I had to go and talk and stop.
The broken Breakman. He's all skeletonized. Welcome, Breakman. Nice to have you here. And of course.
Wait. That makes a Breakman. Skeleton Man from Mega Man?
I guess.
I'm more like Brooke from One Piece.
And Skarik.
So that means you ask women for their panties randomly.
Yeah, okay. That's true too. Skarik is here. What's up, Eric? How are you doing today?
Delightfully dead from work.
Right. Well, let's hope we can, raise the spirit of the crew, if you will.
Everybody go watch Thriller Park. Don't skip it like that stupid idiot on Twitter said.
Yeah, I guess. Freak says, I listened to last week's episode earlier, and Frank didn't know where to look for the Ask Breakman. Breakman I sent in. There are two places for him to look. His text and... I don't even know what the hell he said there. Hold on. Text and Blue Sky. Oh, shit. Probably Blue Sky, man. But I think you did send me something on in text form too, Freak.
You should probably include me in the mentions so I can pick it up where Frank misses it.
Yeah, probably. I miss everything. Or I forget everything. You know how it is. I mean, that's just how it is. Let me look. Maybe Freak... hold on a second.
I kind of wish how my phone's app screen would show me when there's a notification for a Blue Sky notification. I can only... No, somebody ever give me a notification on Blue Sky if I'm in the app, not outside of it.
I gotta go to Blue Sky because I don't see anything on this on my text Freak. But apparently he sent in a God damn it! Where the hell did I put Blue Sky? Oh, it would be under social, wouldn't it? Jeez. All right, let me see, Freak. I know you did put something in there, but. Hold on. I don't even know where you get all your... It Blue Sky runs a little bit differently. It's kind of weird.
That used to work for Twitter that broke away when, well, most of them were fired by Elon. They went and started this.
Ooh, I do have a Dear Breakman later on in the show. But right now, let's go to the news.
RPG News.
All right, before we get to the stories, Scotum was in there. He says, been playing My Hero Ultra Rumble, which is really fun, but extremely exploitable for hackers. Yeah, that really sucks. Okay.
It's called My Hero Academia. But, like, I know that they can't use that license for the other video game, but pretty sure that Academia is in the title of this new game.
Okay. I'm looking, he says, I only see one Freak 5. I mean, I don't know how to, I mean, I'm not super familiar with Blue Sky, but I do see one. I'll get to that, and then you can type into chat if you have another one for break later on. But Eric.
We got a big tournament. Maybe we should save the other one for next week.
Yeah, maybe we should do that. All right, Eric, let's go. We don't have a ton of news, so we could get through it all. All right,
okay,
Eric.
Okay, Compile Heart unveils several new RPG projects, including a delivery-based RPG, a tactical Toho RPG, and a Dev and Request spinoff. Toto Kero Tatakai, Calamity Angels, Toho Spell Carnival, Monogatari 4, and Death End Request Code Zion.
Okay, cool. Anything else we need to know there, Eric?
Okay, those are only four that they listed, but I guess the other ones don't have names yet. Toa Spell Carnival, Spell Carnival is a tactical RPG, though, so like the Toho game, girls and games, but you wanted a tactical RPG version of that, now is your chance.
Skodama says...
It's being developed by the Sting, who made the Hyper Devotion Noir.
Yeah. Why don't they just skip past all this stuff and just make a stripping game for those kids that want it? Those
I'm okay with that.
That's all they want, to get the girls down into their panties.
Stripping.
I think the doujin market probably already does that, and they just keep.
Wait a minute, Breakman, a stripping tactical RPG. I think I'd get into tactical RPGs then. You know what I'm saying?
And then there's Mono Monogatari 4, which is about a magical using girl named Arl. And if you play the Puyo Puyo games, that's basically where those characters come from.
Yeah. And Skodum is exiled. He's getting an early jump on the exiled title today. Breakman, what do we got next?
Wrong link. Give me a second here. Coming to us live from RPG Site. For the King 2 releases on November 2nd for PC. Coming out from Iron Oak Games and Curve Games. It'll be priced at $24.99 American dollars, $19.99 pounds, or €24.99 euros. Pre-purchasing gets you a 10% discount. So there you go.
That's always nice. I like that. I think that's a good added touch. If you want to get it early and also save a little bit of money, I think that's a really cool thing to do. I'm looking at the trailer now. It's I don't know. It's got a unique art style, I would say.
Well, apparently it has the most requested feature from the first game. It has 4-player co-op now.
Yeah, so that looks good.
People wanted it, and they get it, so there you go.
Well, that's cool.
I mean, yay!
It does look like a tactical RPG, you know. So if you're into that thing, then so be it. Like a grid-based, you know, deal. Looks kind of cool, though. I mean, this, you know, I mean, kind of basic, but, you know. Eric, you're exiled, you son of a bitch. Okay, next story coming to us from RPGsite.net. Astibra, or as I like to call it, Astibra. What Eric said. Revision launches for Nintendo Switch on November 16th. And I think that's about... priced at $24.99. Side-scroller RPG, originally released for PC in October of 2022. So that's kind of cool. You were going to be able to play it on the Switch. It looks like... the characters' models are kind of tiny. I wonder if that's just me looking at it weird or what, but... it looks kind of cool. I don't know, maybe it sort of reminds me of like ActRaiser in a way. I don't know, that's kind of weird. Side scrollers kind of suck, Skodama says. This one looks okay, though. I mean, Metroidvania and side scrollers are okay. What are you crying for, Break?
Side scrollers, he's mean.
I know. Skodama, you're so mean.
Name for side scrollers, screw you.
Yeah. A name for a side scroll. Side scrollers are pretty fun. Depends on the side scroller. You know, I mean, there's been a lot of shit in that genre, but there's also been some good ones, for sure. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next one is Gothic 2 Complete Classic, because I don't know who was asking for this. It's coming to the Switch on November 29th. It includes a full game and add-on Night of the Raven.
Yeah, I don't know who exactly is that was asking.
$30, basically.
Well, $30. I mean, they're going for a cheaper audience. So
I mean,
the game's worth a look for $30.
I know. Breakman. It doesn't look like a 30.
I mean, at least Gothic 1 and 2 are better games than Gothic 3 and 4 were.
It doesn't look that great to me at all.
Well, it's old as fuck now.
I know.
That came out in the aughts.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of like Bard's Tale. Like, Bard's Tale 1 and 2 were pretty fun. Then it just kind of, you know. But, I don't know. Looks, if you like that sort of thing, I guess. But, there you go. All right, Break, what do we got next?
You're right, it does look old.
Yeah, it looks dated for sure.
They should have remastered it or something.
Yeah, it's
just a port.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Come to us live from Komatsu. Diablo 4 coming to Steam on October 17th. Oh, so a couple weeks. There you go.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Hooray. Yay. Yeah. It wasn't on Steam to begin with. I could have swore it was.
Yeah, because like Activision Blizzard just runs all their games through Blizzard.net.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, like, this... I was wondering if any of their games have actually came to Steam.
Yeah, I think Overwatch came out to Steam recently. Oh, Overwatch 2, yeah.
Because they usually do their Blizzard...
It probably won't be long before they add StarCraft 2 and Warcraft 3, whatever.
Freak 5 is exiled, you son of a bitch.
That sounds...
Son of a bitch is in chat, man. Swear, I'm going to walk off this show. All right, Eric, next story. I don't know what's going on, but I can't even...
That's mean. That's just mean.
It is mean. Son of a bitch.
But this one's a little sad.
Come on, man.
Because the 3DS and the Wii U are going to definitely, definitively sunset next year in April. Because the servers for the 3DS and Wii U games are being shut down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that already happened.
No, that was just the ability to purchase games on the eShop.
Gotama's exiled, son of a bitch.
But apparently stuff like Pokemon Bank will continue to function, and I think maybe if Capcom really wants to, they'll keep the servers to Monster Hunter Tri open as well. And as Monster Hunter 3, 4.
A lot of
they're a third party, so they're not Nintendo, so they could do that if they
want. A lot of people still playing those games, for sure. All right, break.
To make them profit, I guess.
Yeah. Break. Next story, please.
Which story are we on now?
Open world.
You'll still be able to use Street Pass because of the way Street Pass works. Because that's on a local connection.
All right.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Open world action RPG Tainted Grail, The Fall of Avalon, coming to PS5, Xbox Series in Q4 2024. So this is far fucking off.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, let's see, there's an early access PC launch in March 30th.
Yeah.
Well, also, Roxy seems very excited about this game. You know who Roxy is?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to get excited about a game that's that far off.
I know.
I could still get
that's also Roxy, though. She gets excited about everything.
I know, Roxy.
It's like it could get postponed and shit, you know? Like, as far as we've seen, a lot of games in the release dates need to be postponed because they're not done.
Right, right.
So, I'm just saying.
Freak 5 is exiled, you son of a bitch. Deck Builder RPG Gordian Quest launches for Nintendo Switch on October 26th, so... There you go. It's priced nicely at $19.99. This is what's going to make Break and I just say I'm not playing that. The Deck Builder RPG previously released for PC in June 2022. So there you go. If you were wondering if this was ever going to come to the Switch, well, here you go.
It's called Gordian Quest. Does that mean, does it involve Gordian knots?
And Breakman is exiled, you son of a bitch. Everybody's gotten exiled. You all feel better now? You feel better about yourselves? All of you guys? Do you feel better, Breakman? Do you feel better?
Not yet.
Yes, you do, you son of a bitch.
My stomach should be exiled for it rebelling against me now.
Yeah, son of a bitch. All right, that's the news. We got through the news fairly quick. I can't believe it. So there we go. No, any homie discounts? Either one of you guys got any homie discounts this week? Scotum is exiled, son of a bitch.
I'll just mention that the Tempting Clinic bundle is still going.
Okay. And guess what, Breakman? We actually have a dear Breakman. Alright, dear Breakman, this comes to us from Freak 5 Chaos on Blue Sky Social. And I can't find the other one, Freak 5. You'll have to forgive me for that. But He says, I'm watching the spinoff of The Boys, Gen V. So, Breakman, would you give your children an experimental drug that could give them superpowers?
Well, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered first. A, how much money do I get for it?
B, why not me instead?
Freak Five, you son of a bitch, you're exiled again.
What kind of powers?
Right.
We'll get to that discussion eventually. Like, it's more important that we discuss the finite details, like, you know, money. And,
well, money was the first thing. I mean, obviously. I mean, come on, man. How much money? You have $10? No. But 25, okay, now we're talking, you know? I mean, let's keep it real.
Experimental shot for $12.50.
Right.
No, you keep the goddamn change. I'm not walking around with quarters in my pocket. What is this, a 90? Come
on, man. What, do you want me to go to the arcade? There are none anymore, you son of a bitch.
Okay, let's see here. It depends on what kind of powers they might get. Because I think the V is experimental, and you never know what kind of powers you're going to get from it, right?
Right. Because if it's invisibility, fuck that shit. I want to know where my kid is at all motherfucking times. You know what I'm saying? Like, those like, motherfuckers.
You want your kid to be invisible. You don't want him to turn into, like, a little mini thing. Because then you could accidentally kill your kid at any time, you know?
Scotoma.
Like, they could just be fucking around with their powers, like, in the living room and shit. And you're just walking through, like, I don't know.
I know, right?
Killed by them instead.
Right, right. You can't ground them or discipline them in any way, and they'll like crush your head or some shit. You know, mm-hmm. You know.
Now,
stuff like
if
that.
You were to say give them like the power of maybe like the Midas touch.
Oh, that's a good one. But then, what if they touch you? Ugh.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
If it works on non-living matter only, then it would be.
Oh, non-living, perfect. There you go. Hey, we need to put you through college, so touch this Xbox. That's a big, you know.
We can buy another one afterwards.
Yeah, right. You see that block of wood over there? Just touch that. Okay, cool. We're good for this year, you know.
Yeah, so many of these powers you just wouldn't want your kids to have because, like, telekinesis. Well, then they'd know when they're in trouble and just not come home, for instance. I know.
They'd be like, fuck that shit.
Yeah, like, or maybe they can manipulate your mind so you're, ugh, like, their slave and shit.
Yeah, you just let them do, yeah, give them carte blanche.
Do their chores and they got, like, super speed or something.
Have you guys, ever...
It's quicker to do it than not do it.
I can't, I think it was, have you guys ever seen the movie, Brightburn or Burn Bright or whatever the fuck
name? No, I haven't.
Brightburn, you mean?
Brightburn. God damn, that movie's good, man, and scary. It's like the anti-Superman. Like, if Superman grew up, like... Yeah, it's really, really good and definitely chilling. That's a good movie.
Like, now that I'm thinking about it, it's more like Invincible, but if there was no parental intervention, it was just programming.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go, Breakman.
Mr. Baby was like, what was that? It was the boys' cartoon. They had there was a baby and it was superpowers. Remember?
Yeah.
They did that. Like, the baby had like laser eye beams and shit like that. Like, you just like. There are too many bad things that could come up from giving kids superpowers without knowing.
I know.
Them.
I mean, it had to be like something that wouldn't hurt you, but
yeah. But you don't want to give them super strength because God knows them. They're going through puberty. They'll get an attitude,
right?
And they'll trash your house or some shit. When you say don't wreck the car, they'll just like smash the car. Like, oh, come on.
Right, right. Skoma says, yeah, that was a good movie. I thought it was pretty good too, man. Kind of chilling. All right. Anything else on that break?
I'm trying to, other than Midas Touch, like, I'm coming up lacking on what powers.
But it would kind of suck. Midas Touch would kind of suck, break, because let's say you're, like, taking your kid to school and they, like, touch your car and then your car just turns to a big piece of gold. I mean.
Well, they'd be, like, rogue, you know. You have to wear gloves every
day. Ah, so. I got you. Okay. So if you wore the gloves, you're good. And yeah, that would be cool, man. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we need daddy.
I'm
mommy,
sure, like, one of the characters from Heroes had that ability.
Mommy and daddy needs a new Lamborghini. Here, touch this weight set here. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Other one was, would you rather have olfactory sensors in your ass or taste buds? Oh, God. Really?
What is wrong with you, freak?
I mean, it would definitely not be my ass.
I've never heard.
taste buds would be a little bit better, but damn, man. Ass?
Oh, all you would be that. Like, you taste shit?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't remember eating that. Oh,
right. Right. Oh, man. Olfactory or taste buds. So you would either taste or smell.
Option three, which is Harry Carey.
The gloves would turn to gold, Freak Flag. Yeah, but then, but at least he would be safe from, you would be safe from anything else being turned into gold, at least for the time being. Yeah, that's true. The gold gloves would turn to gold. I mean,
you'd have to get them onto his hand, like, carefully. Like, right. You gotta be very careful.
Right, right. So what are you saying? Olfactory sensors in your ass or taste buds, break?
I'm going with the third option here, Gary. I think death is the best option.
Oh God! Can you imagine that, tasting everything that goes through your butt?
Oh God! Just die. I would take death.
Yeah, I would too, man. Fuck that. Smelling would probably be better, but still, God damn. I mean, you smell your farts and shit anyway, so you know. Ugh. Oh, Skodama says in the Invincible series. You know what? I watched like the first episode of that, and I didn't watch the rest, Skodama. I need to watch that series. All right. Let's continue on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
All right, what you been playing, Breakman?
Oh, I'm still grossed out by the last question.
I know.
Starfield. Just Starfield.
Yeah.
I barely advanced the story. And that's it. I mostly just I've been collecting resources and money and stuff like that. Like, I'm trying to get better at building my own ships. Like, I suck at it, so I want to get better at it.
Yeah.
And especially since I've seen some cool ones online. Like, somebody built like a huge fucking Star Destroyer so big they can't even land it on a planet.
So what do they do?
What's that?
What do they do, like, to get to the planets? Do they have, like, a little hub ship?
I have
ship?
No idea.
Oh, shit. Yeah, how dare you, Freak 5, you son of a bitch. All right.
Ouch. God, what is wrong with you, Freak
5? Freak 5 definitely needs to be exiled, son of a bitch. All right, Eric.
Both of those? Damn.
I know, right? What the hell is this? What is going on here?
Your video died, by the way.
My video died?
On the stream.
The radio killed the video star?
I mean, it looks like it's working.
Or the video killed the video star?
Looks like doing okay.
Well, I guess I just refreshed and it's fine now, but it went out for like a minute.
Oh. Skodama sent me something. He said, here's what Trump is up against now, and it's not pretty. It's definitely not pretty. I'll take a look at that video in a bit, Skodama, for sure.
Maybe we'll finally go to jail this time?
I know. I don't know. I still don't think so. The rich never end up in jail, man, no matter what. All right, what have you been playing, Eric?
Or he'll wish he was in jail, maybe.
The gag order, like, if he violates that, that's an automatic...
He's already violated it.
But, see, that's the thing, is he has, and nobody's punishing him.
Yeah, there's nothing going on there. So, I mean, it's not even news until something like that happens, you know? All right, Eric, what you been playing, man?
I played and finished Steel Rising. I've yet to post my thoughts on it because I haven't put up a review because I didn't get around to it this week because all the overtime I've been doing and feeling not up to it and tired afterwards. Then after that, I played Thymesia, which is another Souls-like game. It's more like Sekiro because the game puts a strong emphasis on deflection. And when you deflect, you basically damage their first life bar, which you have to deplete before you can deplete their second life bar, and that's where you do the actual damage. You have to use your claws to do that at that point, and then the idea is get that to zero after getting the other one down. So the first life bar is really more of a... feels more like Sekiro's stamina meter.
Yeah.
But, anyways, that game's really, really short, and there's only, like, three areas of, like, sub-quest levels that take place after the first level or so. And then it's set up in a way where there's multiple endings, but, like, they're based on, like, two different questions you answer, and based on stuff you've done in the previous levels. You just give certain combinations of questions to get different endings. So there's no need to do a new game plus. You just go back and try something different.
Hmm.
Other than that, I've been alternating between that and Star Ocean First Departure R, because Star Ocean Second Story R is coming out soon.
All right.
And there's a demo for that if you're curious. That game's coming out on the Switch and PlayStation, and then I think PC. But I'm probably going to pick up the PS version for that. That's all I've really been playing, though.
All right. I've been playing a little more Breath of the Wild. I think I'm almost done. I finished the game. I gave you guys the review, but I think I'm done playing it because I've been going around aimlessly from town to town and from, you know, person to person, and I'm just having a hard time finding the last, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 missions or so, and I mean, I don't think it's worth it. I mean, I've done everything that I could possibly do in that game except that one hard-ass fucking side quest where you have to go through, like, 3 phases, like, easy, medium, and hard levels to get the Master Sword to its maximum potential, and I, you know, whatever. What else? That's it. That's what I've been playing. So, I did buy some new games. Hold on a second. I was gonna ask you guys what I should play. Let me see. Where are you at? Purchase. There we go. I bought, weird.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys. I unplugged my mic on accident. I did. I know. If that ever happens, it's just
unplugged. Oh, I thought it was your cat or something.
No. I don't have a cat. I wish I had a cat. I did get the new game, so let me give you a list of games, see what you guys think I should play first. I got the Callisto Protocol, Weird West, and the Farming Simulator, which, you know, those are the PlayStation Plus games for the month. I did end up buying Avengers. I know that everybody's memeing on that game hard, but
I forgot about that.
$4. I mean, I got it. So, you know, and now you can't buy it. So, you know, that's it.
No, there are retail copies, but, like, that's the only other way.
Yeah, retail. But you know, what else? Pathfinder. I got that game. I got Alan Wake, which I believe was a PlayStation Plus game, the remastered version. But there was something that there was some stuff that I bought. Hold on. Purchase date. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Trying to find the non-PlayStation Plus games that I bought. Let's see here. Pillars of Eternity 1 and 2, Code Vein, and Steam World Dig 1 and 2. So, of those games, and I have some more, but...
Did you already play Steam World Dig?
I just touched on it, Eric. I didn't play through them.
Go back to it.
Yeah, I should go back to it. They look fun. So that's what you're suggesting, Eric. What do you think, break between the games?
You play both of them because they're kind of short games.
Yeah.
I think he's right. If they're short games, then I suggest that after you've been playing Breath of the Wild for so long.
But it would be a nice change of pace, you know, to do that, yeah. You know. If that third power could only be used once, how does he know that he has that power and still he's alive? I don't know what you're talking about, Freak 5. All right,
I know what Sifu is, but, like, I played Absolver, and it's basically just more of that, but, like, not nearly as fucked, but it's still really incredibly difficult, and I did not have a good time with Absolver, so I wouldn't even want to touch Sifu.
Yeah, I it looks interesting. I might, I mean, if it's way too difficult, that's one thing. I mean, there's, you know, it's always that. So that's what I've been playing. So you guys are suggesting SteamWorld Dig, and I think those are perfect choices, to be honest with you. All right, let's move on to reviews.
RP
trying, Scotum, I'm trying.
Reviews.
All right, let's do reviews. So, Breakman, do you have any reviews this week?
Not really. I mean, I could review Ahsoka, but it just ended, and I think I should probably wait.
All right. Eric, you want to go with yours?
I need to watch that, but I also need to go through Clone Wars and Rebels at least first.
Yeah. All right.
You definitely have to watch Rebels, because this is essentially the fourth season of Rebels.
Okay. All right. Eric, your reviews. What do you got reviews? Yeah,
I watched the two Adventure Time miniseries that take place chronologically after Adventure Time. To Distant Lands and Fiona and Cake.
All right.
Which one do you want first?
Distant Lands.
Okay. Distant Lands is actually just four short episodes of that are basically should be viewed as the epilogue to Adventure Time. It takes place, like, the first one's actually an origin story for BMO, so that was fun. And then the other three episodes are more like epilogues, because the second episode is actually a closer for Finn and Jake, happening years later, and it's actually about them being in the underworld, because everybody dies eventually. And the third episode, trying to remember what the third one was. But I know that the last episode was about the magic school in the Wizard Kingdom or whatever it was called. That's basically showing us, like, at least 30 years later.
Damn, I've never seen even one episode of that Adventure Time.
And then, so I liked all those, and that was fine. So I'm going to give that 8.5.
All right.
Then there's Fiona and Cake, which is probably going to only ever have one season, because the ending of the show is very definitive. But I could see them doing, like, a new series based on where the ending of that show landed. And okay. Then just having it be like a slice of life show or something. But Fiona Cake is really about, like, it's more of a closure to Simon's story than it is about Fiona. Because the whole point of the show is that there is a world that this character called the Wishmaster made. And he basically violated a law by doing that, because he made it unauthorized, because they're not allowed to make wishes for themselves, which was to create his own universe. And so he just put that into the Ice King's head, and Fiona Cake end up coming into the land of Ooo, and then someone's tracking him down, trying to erase that reality that shouldn't exist, and them trying to fight for their existence. And they go through a couple different multiverses of the series. You get to see alternate versions of characters, and that was fun. So I'm going to give this about the same score.
All right. Sounds pretty good. Sounds like fitting end to the series on Distant Lands, and a nice little spin-off, one season spin-off. That's what it sounds like to me. So that's very good. Skodama says, damn, don't itch your eye after eating spicy snacks.
I heard a dog. Is that Brace Dog?
Probably. I can't find the eye drops. Damn, Skodama, that sucks, dude. Water. Just put lots of water. You know, or just put soap directly in your eye. That'll work, too. No, I'm kidding. Mrs. Freak made biscuits and gravy for dinner. That sounds good. Well, speaking of spinoffs, Eric, I know you reviewed Castlevania Nocturne last week, and I had a chance this week to watch it. Break, have you watched Castlevania Nocturne at all? Did we lose Break?
I think he's taking care of, like, dog or cat problems.
Yeah, he might have a fur problem. Yeah. I watched Castlevania Nocturne with very, very low expectations, because I did not expect it to live up to what the, you know, the other series was. The other series was, in my mind, one of the greatest animated series of all time. And I gotta tell you guys, Castlevania Nocturne just beat all of my expectations by a bunch. By a bunch. Like, it was crazy how good that first season was. I think it's completely different. There are ties to the first series, but it's not. It's just a completely different series. There was a lot of action, a lot of gore, but they weave a story in this one that is so beautiful. That's the best way that I can say. And I don't know the names of all the characters, Eric, so maybe you can help me. There was an African-American woman and an African-American guy, and I think they met by... he kind of, like, took her under his wing when they were slaves or something.
Annette and Oscar, right?
Yeah. The really good singer.
Annette wasn't really a character in the original series because she was set up as more as a damsel in distress. In fact, in Rondo of Blood, she's an optional character you can rescue because whether or not you rescue her doesn't have an impact on the ending and like it does in the remake.
I understand, but they did
even
a little...
Even then, it's still a damsel in distress character.
Yeah, sort of. She's a badass anyways, Eric.
No, I'm saying in the original game, she wasn't even anything like that.
Right.
They made her something actual.
Right. Well, Freak5 says, this morning I took some Halloween stickers to work and shared them with my coworkers. I asked my new team lead if he wanted a sticker. He asked, does it say, I pooped today? That's awesome. There is one episode in this season that I thought was immaculate. I don't know if you guys remember me talking about Monument of the first season. It was the last episode of the first season of Castlevania, the original series, where I thought it was just...
You can't even really call it a season because it's more of the pilot.
Well, whatever. The pilot. It doesn't matter. It's episode 4, first season is what they're calling it, so I'm going to call it first season, episode 4. It's called Monument. It's one of the greatest episodes of any anime, in my opinion, I've ever seen. There's an episode in the first season of Nocturne that I can put right on that pedestal with it. It's the one where it's in the middle somewhere. I think it's like either 4 or 5. Where what's his name? Eric, the guy that gets turned into a monster and he still holds on to some of his humanity.
Oscar, who's the original character, by the way.
Yeah, Oscar's character is fantastic, and the way that they describe his character as this beautiful human being, and he really is, like, inside and out, he's just a good person fighting against evil, and he ends up, I mean, spoiler alert, everybody, he ends up getting turned into a monster, but he holds on to his humanity, even though he kind of doesn't remember everything, and the way that there was a scene where he's in a prison cell, and he's singing, and you can just, I mean, you can feel the emotion in that episode is all I'm going to say. And it is just, it is something else, man. It's a beauty. It's a beauty to behold. It's completely, in my opinion, completely different than anything in the other series, and in a good way. And I don't know why people are bitching about it. I know on Rotten Tomatoes it's getting like 100% critic wise, but for some reason people don't like it, like the average person. I'm like,
I think people when it comes to media consumption, people have basically become the same as the Conservative Party, where they're just completely unhappy with everything and they just use everything as an excuse to outrage.
I don't understand. Like, there's not really much fault with this. This season, Eric. I mean, I think your review was spot on, dude. I didn't see anything that I could say otherwise. I mean, I'm giving this a 9.5 out of 10. I thought that, like, there are some a couple of corny moments, but man, oh man. I mean, I don't know what people are wanting. It's just
Castlevania has always been cringe, though. I mean,
yeah. You're right.
Just look at the series. The title The name of the franchise is called Castlevania in the West because they thought they were being cute, but it's stupid.
Well, I mean, I think it's...
They thought Demon Castle Dracula would just not sell because it has the word demon in it, so they had to call it something else.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just think it's fantastic. It's a fantastic series, and Eric, I'm glad you sent me that tweet that somebody put out that Netflix picked up season 2, and I am super happy.
They better. It ends on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, it did leave on a wicked cliffhanger at that. I mean, there's not many flaws in this first season. I mean, just fantastic.
Also, the villain of the show they renamed her, but it's not so much as they renamed her, so much as that was her actual name, and they're just reverting it back to what should have been, because the original translation was actually mistranslation.
What was the original character's name?
Elizabeth.
Okay. Yeah.
Now it's Elizabeth.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a great series, guys. And Break, if you get a chance to watch Nocturne, I'd be curious to see what your review of that first season is, because I don't know how much better it gets than that. I mean, I don't understand how they could make it better. It's so good. So good. Freak5 says, yesterday I came into work and the whiteboard said that 3 people from the morning shift of my department had called in sick. I told my lead, so saw that and thought about leaving and calling in too. Yeah. Skodomer says, I have some homemade spicy peanuts from a friend, like crazy spicy, and I thought it was a good idea to scratch the corner of my eye. Youch. He said, if I did that, Freak5 continues, I would show up at your house with a knife. I responded, I have swords. And he said, I don't want to sword fight you. No hetero.
What?
I don't know what that means. Okay. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, what you got for us?
All right, I've got a few. I guess I'm going to go ahead and start with the police, because there are not one, but 2 instances. I don't know if it was this week or this past month, but 2 instances of cops killing pedestrians. Again, you know, we're supposed to have ended the whole high-speed chase type thing. But one cop was given qualified immunity. Of course, the cop defenders all come out and they start blaming the victims immediately. One person was going across a crosswalk during a red light. They had their headphones on and the cop was going 75 in a, guess what speed limit was, Frank?
I'm going to guess 40.
No, 25.
Oh, 75 and a 25. Perfect.
Yep. Yeah, and still people blame the victim.
Why? Oh, he shouldn't have had his headphones on. He should have paid attention. He should have did this. Yeah. You know, yeah.
And the cop didn't have their sirens on either. They just flashing their lights.
No, yeah.
75 and a 25. The other one, I'm not sure how fast they're going, but again, it was somebody who was killed at a crosswalk when they ran through a red light. Fucking cops in their high-speed chase, and the people are like, well, they're trying to get to an emergency. They're trying to help people. How does that cancel out that they just murdered somebody? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Jesus, fuck.
Well, anyway. I mean, here in Denver, they killed a guy for having a magic marker in his possession. So, there you go.
Uh-oh. You know, they could sniff those and stuff. Those are dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, officer safety, right? So, there you go.
Safety first.
All right, Eric, I didn't see anything under yours, so I'm going to go with...
I kind of actually did have one. Okay. I tweeted to you earlier, but... I guess the NHL for basically cowering and backing down in support of LGBTQ, because I think a couple players didn't support a rainbow something, and because 7 people didn't, they're like, oh, we'll just not do it ever.
Yeah, that's pretty weak, man. Pretty weak. I get the euphemism, Freak5. I knew that you could. He says, my stinko is I didn't win the Powerball jackpot. Yeah, I think that's my part of my stinko too. No. Speaking of officers, Breakman, mm-hmm. Mine doesn't rise to the level of murder, but if you can't even do things at the local level, at the smallest, form of human decency, then of course you have to expect that these people are going to go on to do nefarious things like kill people, Breakman. And what I mean by that is I've had a couple of interactions with officers while I'm cop watching and, reporting news and stuff. And it goes to show that even at the smallest levels, officers can't be human. They just can't. They can't find it within themselves to just be decent human beings. And I think it speaks a lot to their character. And I know it's just anecdotal evidence, but how many videos have you seen of the worst of the worst? Like what Breakman is saying, like people getting killed, like in crosswalks or shot or beat the fuck up. Or
a few weeks ago, had that the cops telling an 11-year-old like sex abuse victim that she could be in trouble for child porn. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, what is fucking wrong with people? How can you do that to a kid?
Yeah. So, but what I'm saying, Breakman, so I'll give you an example. I was out on a scene in a neighborhood where there was a bunch of cops. There was like 8 cops, a SWAT vehicle. So something major happened there, right? It ended up being a shooting. So I get out of the car and I walk over to the scene and I'm with my friend KDOT and we're trying to figure out what's going on and we're walking down the sidewalk and then all of a sudden we hear this rude-ass female cop just berating us. You know, hey, you guys can't go in there and blah, blah, blah. I mean, she's just screaming at the top of her lungs, right? Mm-hmm. And my friend, knowing the law as well as he does, is like, sure we can. We can walk through here. There's no tape put up. Like, you guys didn't do your... I mean, you have 8 cops, doing whatever. I mean, one of you guys could have easily put up tape and taped the area off. I mean, but she was so condescending and rude. But my whole point is if you can't even treat an average citizen like a human being on that level, what makes you think that you can treat a human being decently at any level? You see what I'm saying, Breakman? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying. So my stinko of the week is just officers in general, but more specifically officers that don't treat the general public with respect like they absolutely should at the most basic of levels. And another thing is they hate if you ask for complaint forms or ask if their body cams are on, or all the normal stuff that they should be doing, or things that should be pretty much a no-brainers. And I mean, it's a fight for every little thing with police officers, and it's a huge issue in the United States. So, not to take away from your point, Breakman, because murdering people is definitely at the top of that list. All right, let's go on.
I'm not done. I had more stinkers.
Oh, I'm sorry, Breakman. I'm so sorry, dude. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
One more, or actually, I got 3 more. But next one. We all agreed walls are dumb, right?
Like, yeah.
It was a waste of money and time. Trump shouldn't do that.
Yes.
Right. We all agreed on that, right?
Yes.
Why the fuck is Biden doing it?
Because he's an idiot and a zombie. So,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's not getting the big press numbers it is because he's not, like, screaming it like Trump did. But it's going on and, like, the media's kind of ignoring it.
Right. I did see that, though, Breakman. And he waived 26 laws to get a 20-mile, basically what Trump did, a 20-mile wall, which is meaningless, done. And it's just so meaningless and stupid, and it's a continuation of the draconian shit that Trump was trying to pull off, 4 years ago. So there you go.
But, and people can like get upset about like the border and stuff like that. Like all the people flooding out of the border. You know what's changed since Trump has been president over in the immigration policies? Not much.
Nothing.
Not much from Trump.
No, nothing. Nothing. Nothing has changed.
Yeah, you're right. There was no real changes. And just people are like, well, like, he's defended Trump defended the border and Biden doesn't. Like, this is a goddamn same policies.
Yeah, he hasn't changed.
He is, like, fucking screwed up.
And by the way, the Border Patrol doesn't want those policies. I don't know if anybody knew that, but the Border Patrol does not want those draconian policies in place because it puts too much pressure on them. So, you know. All right, okay. What else you got,
Brady? My other stinkos go back again to the Ohio Republicans who still find ways to fuck everything up completely. Frank LaRose, who is supposed to be the nonpartisan election integrity man, has moved his office into... I talked about how he's moving it, and he combined it with his political running office, which he's apparently like a lost half the staff at that at the office because they don't want to work for him. As they were, you know, their job was to be politically neutral and work in elections. Frank came in and he's decided we're going all full right wing and we are supporting my Senate bid. So he's turned the whole office, the election integrity office, into his Senate bid.
Does that surprise you, Brakeman? Does that surprise you in any shape, form, or fashion?
No, it's just, it's sickening to watch. And speaking of sickening, Mike DeSwine, he earlier in the year passed a law, he got this law championed in where he wanted to take over the school district and stuff like that, and he started and he just fired everybody, like the administrators, and he's taken over on a certain date, and the administrators are like, whoa, this is fucking wrong. People voted for us. We didn't vote for him. Like, people didn't vote for Mike DeWine to run the schools. They voted for these people. Right. So they sued him, and there's put laws were put, injunctions were put in to stop them. I believe the date was October 20th. Well, this week, Mike DeWine, because the date of all the firings kicked in, he said, well, we don't have any people working it, so we have a crisis. I have to fill this. So the crisis he created, he used as an excuse to break the law.
Man.
Took over. He just went
because ahead
and took over the school board.
He wouldn't be able to appoint anybody or anything of that nature. I'm just going to be on the board. There you go. Scottman says
just, he just completely took over, and it's against the law. Again, these goddamn high Republicans have broken so
much. I think if you actually believe that, you're delusional because it does shit against human trafficking.
It walls don't do anything against human trafficking or drugs. So anyways, continue on, break. I'm sorry.
Right, most of that actually comes from the our docks, not from the borders.
Right.
Not from those borders, from our water borders, like people being... ported in shipping containers, for instance.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where the real problems are. We've had laws against... they created some of these laws that they're violating. That's what's really infuriating.
But, yeah.
I mean, that's not what's really infuriating. They're just breaking these laws. They don't care whatsoever. Breaking laws, violating the Constitution... And nobody's doing anything.
If you're rich, Brakeman, you can break almost any law. It's been proven time and time again. You can, I mean, other than somebody catching you red-handed, like murdering somebody on the street. I mean, and if you have enough money, you can even get away with that. Look at O.J. Simpson. Look at plenty of people. There was just this Murtaugh guy. I was really surprised they were giving him the screws because he had tons of money. You know, I was like, wow, they're finally,
The only time they punish rich people is when they screw other rich people.
That is true. So, you know, I don't know, man, you know.
It's infuriating. We're just sitting back and watching because we can't do anything, but wait till the next election and hope we can, you know, get some votes in and stuff like that. But they're gerrymandering the state so bad, it's going to be harder to win. And, yeah, and
you know,
win, like they've said that they're gonna. Well, if you guys pass that stupid marijuana law, we're gonna veto it. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like,
I mean,
the voters. I thought you guys represented the voters. That's not representation.
It's funny. Marijuana is funny, right? Like Colorado has passed it. Our crime rate has gone down. It is. You want to talk about draconian? Still having that on this, was it the Schedule II drugs and all that shit? I mean, it's just, It's fucking ridiculous. Just decriminalize it, period. Let people grow as much as they want. Let them smoke as much as they want. Let them sell it. Let them do it. But they won't do that because then they won't get taxes on it, right?
Yeah. So, Mrs. Brakeman just walked away saying that, well, they need the money, though.
Money, money, money. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. It's all about is money.
Money, right. It always comes down to money. I don't know why they're against it in Ohio, because they would make a shit ton of money. But wait till a few of those politicians... Well,
that's another thing with Mike DeWine. He is extremely religious, and he's enforced his religious beliefs on the whole state. Yeah. And that's part of one of his beliefs, like the... his beliefs, like the body and stuff like that. And
by the way, where in the Bible does it say you can't smoke weed? I mean, I've yet to find that passage. So if you're an Uber,
it was funny, you know, when your state passed it, like he was I think he was Ohio AG at the time,
mm-hmm.
and he was saying, like, we can't have marijuana. He was fighting medical marijuana. We can't have that in this state. Like, look what's happening in Colorado. That state's falling apart. And then we look over at Colorado, and you guys are banking.
I know. I mean, the money is not going where it should be.
They're making so much fucking money, and everything's going great. What are you talking about, Dwine?
Right.
Mike,
I mean,
Swine? You piece of garbage?
Yeah, he really is a piece of garbage, man. No doubt. Anything else, Brakeman?
No, that's it.
Freak says, the Bible says that God gave man all the plants to use. Yes, he did. Well, I mean, the Bible says that. No, you know, whatever. All right, let's go on to happier thoughts.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week!
All right, Brakeman, you're Sweeto of the week.
Oh, well, we got one, and I've just been laughing all week long. What happens when, You put up an amendment, and how did it start? I forget. What was it? There was an issue that was put up, and it was voted down by the people of his party. And he went on the air and blamed the Democrats that day or that evening, and then the next day, Matt Gaetz decided to fuck his world up and get Kevin McCarthy shit canned as he started a revolt against him. And then Kevin McCarthy and like hardline Republicans were begging the Democrats to save Kevin McCarthy. The guy who just went on just the night before went on television and blamed them for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not how you ask for help, bro. Already screwed that pooch.
This is
so
yet.
You are now Kevin McCarthy, the first person in American history to not only get fired from the House of Representatives as the Speaker, you didn't even last a fucking year.
Yeah.
You're an embarrassment, Kevin McCarthy. You're an embarrassment to humanity, America. You're an embarrassment to the Congress.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were you, I'd probably be on suicide watch right now.
Well, he said he's going to step down, period, which I think they all should. I think they after two terms, they should be out of there. I mean, we should find someone else.
Yeah.
You know, And you know what? That's this is what I don't understand. Matt Gaetz, right? The one of the worst, but he's screaming to the high heavens for fucking term limits. Term limits, him of all people.
I agree with him on that, because he's not like Ted Cruz, who's like,
right,
you know, every election term, we got to get these term limits, and he gets into office and like, I didn't say anything about term limits.
I know. What are you talking about, term limits? What are you talking about, Willis? You know, I mean, that's...
the voters.
It's so stupid, man. So dumb. What else you got, Brake?
No, that's it. I laugh at the failure of one of the most incompetent people who's ever been in Congress.
Well, you know, the problem...
His dream was to be Speaker of the House.
Right. You know, the problem...
It turned into a nightmare, so right. Good. He deserves it.
The problem, Brake, is the two-party system. That's the real issue. You know what I mean? And money in politics, like we always scream to the high heavens. Like, it's ridiculous. We don't, and now they have a choice of just a bunch of idiots. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, one after another, whether it's Democrat or, I mean, Jeffries is a piece of shit too. I could talk all day about him. So if they're...
Yeah, don't get me started on Jim Jordan.
Yeah, Jim Jordan is putting his hand in there. I mean, come on, man. GYM Jordan.
Wrestling team. Like, he can't even protect wrestlers from rapists. Like, you want him in charge of our house? Like, fuck no.
I don't want him anywhere near Congress, but...
How many bills has that man created in the lifetime he's been in Congress?
Yeah.
None.
Look at Freak
he's
5.
He's done none. He's yeah. done nothing but be on boards.
Right. Freak 5 says he also had the record number of times being voted no for Speaker of the House before finally getting voted. I know, man. That's his legacy, Freak 5. I mean, it's
that was his dream. He wanted to be Speaker of the House. Like, he was dreaming of it, and it turned into a fucking nightmare. Like,
yeah. You're the Speaker, and now you're not.
Yep. Right.
I mean, he... Can like you, on January 6th, like, he was one of the people that screamed, like, Trump is guilty. Like, yeah. we've got to do something about him. And the next day, like, he apparently went to Trump's, like, Mar-a-Lago, and he came out saying, like, Trump's greatest. Like, this isn't his fault. And this is Nancy Pelosi's fault. And we're like, what? Like, wait, so Nancy Pelosi's suddenly more powerful than the president?
I know. all right. Eric, I didn't see any Sweetos on yours. Did you have any Sweetos?
I don't know about me, but like I did tweet the break that like Redfall is getting an update that basically fixes most of the problems people had with it. All the problems, because I think
bosses is a big problem.
You mean they made a completely different game and are going to patch it with that?
No, not really. Oh. They added 60 FPS because I don't know why I didn't have it in the first place, but now you can.
Okay,
but. Some technical fixes, like now you can do stealth kills if you want, which is a gameplay improvement that should have been there, though.
Yeah. Don't worry, Freak 5. Biden's one step away from the grave, dude. He's like looking like worse and worse every day, man.
He's just talking about like an impeachment. Like it's an embarrassment. Like they had all these witnesses but the three main witnesses and what's her name just was like, oh, I've just got a question for you guys. Did Biden do anything? And they're like, no. Is there anything you can prove now?
I know. They're like basic questions to ask, you know, and it's like they have nothing. I mean,
there's no evidence. Even the Republicans' main witnesses are like, we don't have anything.
Yeah. You know, one of the worst guys in Congress is that Comer guy. He's such a doofus, man. I've seen him on Fox and I've seen him on other like CNN and other places. And he never has anything to say. And they ask him the question. I mean, simple question. Like, do you have the evidence? Well, we don't now, but we're looking into it. It's like, dude, come on! Either you got something or you don't. Fuck out of here.
This is an investigation. Like you're having a trial. Essentially, you've skipped the investigation part and added it.
By the way,
and you think we're not stupid? Right. You think we're stupid and don't notice?
And by the way, if they had something on Biden, I would be all for impeachment. Get him fuck out of there!
Fucking lootly.
Get him out.
Like, and that's what I say with these Trump supporters. The people are saying, like, we got to take Biden down, like, impeach Biden. I'm like, what'd you say about Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you don't think Trump was guilty, but you think Biden's guilty? We don't have any evidence on one, and we got a shit ton of evidence on the other.
Did you see when
idiots acknowledge that Trump is a fucking criminal? I'm not going to fucking listen to anything else you say, pretty much.
Right. Real quickly, did you see Trump say, I'm stuck here, and then immediately get on his plane to go to Mar-a-Lago?
Like, he lies about everything.
It was so like, fucking funny.
Blatantly lies.
Yeah.
Did you see what he did, like, a couple months ago? Like, he was in town, and he was at a restaurant, and he's like, food for everybody, and then he walked out without paying for anything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, from something that we don't like to something that we really like, October is here, guys. And my sweeto is, I put up a lot of decorations already. You know, it's just, 'tis the season for all of us to enjoy all that is horror and Halloween and all that fun stuff. So I'm really enjoying the weather, the atmosphere. It's just such a great time of year, guys. And by the way, our good friend Skarik, aka Eric RPG, birthday is next Friday. So next week will be a full celebration of Eric and all his endeavors. But anyways, let's move on to the free for all this week. It's a free for all. Wow! All right, Breakman, introduce our attorney for this month, which obviously is horror involved because it is the month of October. So I'm hoping everybody sticks around all month to find out who the winner of this tournament is. What is it, Breakman?
Well, this one's going to be a pretty unique tournament. We've done like best horror monster and villain and stuff like that. But what do the monsters do? What do the villains do in these movies? They kill people.
Yes.
So these are the best kills. And we've added, it's not just horror movies, there's action movies on here too, because there's some great action movie kills.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go ahead and get into it because it's already 8 o'clock and this is going to be a long one. We're going to go ahead and start out with one of the biggest kills in horror movie history. Freddy Krueger with a television and a little girl who's been on, who's... Welcome to Prime Time Now, bitch. I believe it's the phrase.
Welcome to Prime Time, bitch, is the
welcome
line.
To Prime Time,
and
bitch,
and yes. little fact here, it's the only line that Robert Englund improvised in the entire Nightmare on Elm Street series. So there you go.
And after that line, they started writing him as more humorous, too.
Yeah.
That line was such a big thing that the character became more of a jokester after that movie.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, I sent this to Frank a couple days ago. I was listening to Jack's Lament from Nightmare Revisited. The line was, I am Jack the Pumpkin King. The thought popped into my head, Jack the Blumpkin King. Oh, man. Text messages, emails, and bank accounts from what? Hunter Biden? Throw him away. Lock the key. You know, take
that's,
the key.
That's all circumstantial evidence. Yeah. Like, Hunter Biden has the same fucking address as his dad.
I know. Like, I know. There's nothing there,
like,
man.
Until you see, like, we've got, here's...
And I'm not Biden, a Biden fan.
Money, you have nothing.
Yeah. I'm not a Biden fan, by the way, at all.
Yeah, we're not, like, yeah, exactly. We've talked many times about not liking Biden. All
right.
There's many liberals I hate just because they're more neoliberal than they are liberal.
Yeah. All right, let's continue on. What's the next kill, Brady?
So, Krueger with a television is going to go up against an entire fucking town who burned a man alive in a giant wicker basket.
Oh, you're talking about the wicker man.
Well, they sung hymns and celebrated his life.
Oh, that's the Wicker Man. You're talking Wicker Man from like 1970 something, right?
You can start this out, Frank, because you are the expert when it comes to horror movies.
Yes, it's going to be Freddy Krueger with the woman, and he grabs her and he puts her into the TV because it is iconic, but I do love that kill in Wicker Man, Breakman. It is one of the most shocking kills in cinematic history and one of the greatest twists in cinematic history. So, but that being said, Freddy Krueger with TV, classic, gotta go with Freddy Krueger.
Eric?
I haven't seen either of these, but
I'm going to hear that a lot from you today.
But it sounds like there's a slow build up to the Wicker.
Yes, moment. Yes.
Yeah.
And the whole people go for more visceral, so I'm going for the visceral thing.
So you're going for the Freddy Krueger then?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the whole setup of the Wicker Man is he's this devout Christian who goes to this town to study this religious cult and stuff like that. And at the end of the movie, basically you find out that they sacrifice a virgin. Or he finds out that they sacrifice virgins to give their crop plentiful, whatever that shit is, something like that. And then at the end, he realizes that, a little too late, that he is the virgin they're going to sacrifice.
Yeah, I thought he was a detective looking
something like that. But he was a devout Christian, and he was a virgin. So he was the virgin that was sacrificed at the end of the movie. Freddy Krueger moves on, though, because, you know.
That was how they find out that he's a virgin, though?
I think he talked about it. I'm pretty sure. Like, didn't they, like, try to seduce him at some points in the movie?
Yes. Yes, they did. What else we got?
Next we have Daryl Revick. So people who don't know that name, he is one of the scanners from Scanners, who makes heads explode with his mind.
Ooh, I'm very familiar with that.
Yeah. Predator, and I tried to pick one. I think probably his best kill is the one where he gutted Carl Weathers.
Yes,
chopping his arm off.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's kind of holding him up in the air right in front of him. That's kind of just a badass scene. So Eric, you get to start. Is it going to be an exploding head or a claw to the gut?
I'm going with the Predator. Ooh. There's plenty of exploding heads I've seen. None of them impressed me.
Oh.
I just like the brutality of the predator with clawing.
Yeah. See, this one's a hard one because that was really like the first head explosion, I think. But yeah, that's so iconic with him. Like, he's just standing with his claw out, and Carl Weathers has got the gun in one hand and just kind of limp in his arms. I'm going to go with Predator. What about you, Frank?
You guys are both wrong, man. That Scanner...
I've never seen Scanner.
So oh, God. You got to watch the first one. The rest of them are junk, but the first one was really awesome. And it was a great iconic kill. I'm surprised. I'm really surprised that Predator went on. But it's a great kill as well.
There are some more exploding heads in this, though. So.
Yeah. Well, none as good as that one. But let's continue.
Yeah, you might be right, but like I love that it feels so iconic with him just standing there.
I know that's a great kill too. It's really tough, but you guys are wrong, but that's okay.
You know, ironically, I don't know how many Freddy Krueger kills with his claw.
Yeah, right.
Next we have Pinhead with a. I don't really know how to explain this last scene, but it's basically a sadomasochist being ripped apart with chains and enjoying it as it's happening. It was a really bizarre scene, but it was perfect for the character, and it was pretty gruesome. Versus another gruesome but quick kill, kind of unexpectedly, in my least favorite Alien movie, Alien 3. There's a scene in the doctor's office where Ripley and the doctor are having a conversation. All of a sudden, a fucking alien pops in and promptly bites the doctor through his fucking head with his tongue.
You think 3 is worse than 4? I think 3 is better than 4.
Let me put it this way. I didn't see anything after 3 because I hated that one.
Yeah. Well, I like 3, but...
It's like Aliens vs. Predator, and then that sucked, so I didn't see the second one of that. I've been so disappointed with him after that I was just like, no.
Yeah, Alien 3 was a disappointment, but I think if Fincher had his director's cut released, it would be better.
So. Might be.
So who's going first on this one?
I will go ahead and go first with this
one.
A Pinhead is sadistic, but this one, like, the kill in that one is earned. Like, this guy, it feels like this is the perfect way for him to die. You know? Right? Am I thinking?
You're on the right track, but I'd still, you got to just look at the kill, man.
I'm going to go with the alien kill because it was so unexpected and like sudden, like you're just one second, like you're just having a conversation, and next the alien bursts in and kills the doctor that quick. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, Frank, you're next.
Ooh, this is a tough one because I do like the chain kill where he just kind of rips off every, you know, every piece of flesh in every direction. But you're right, that alien kill. If 3 was known for anything, it was known for that particular kill.
That's a good point, because like the picture after it, like the alien gets right in her face, and that's like the most iconic.
Yeah. I gotta go with Alien, mostly because I want to see Alien versus Predator one more time in this.
Maybe it'll be good this time.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it hasn't been good on screen.
Eric,
what about you, Eric?
I'll go with the Alien.
Yeah. Ooh, the alien completes the trifecta. He is the only one so far. Next, we have Leatherface with a meat cleaver to a poor, unexpected kid who is just kind of wandering, and you know, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes meat cleaver Leatherface.
No, because we're not you.
versus Leprechaun, who this is one of the. I don't know if it's one of my favorite kills, but it's one of those kills where I'm like, that's those boobs, I like it. So in this kill, he tricks unsuspected victim with his magic into thinking a fan is a topless woman, and he shoves his head into the fan, thinking he's, you know, gonna motorboat a woman.
Yeah.
That's not what happens. Frank, you go first.
Bernie is like gonna kill me if I don't pick Leatherface, because that's her all-time favorite scary movie, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. But I did think that was a unique kill with the leprechaun, but I have to go with Leatherface because I think it's probably a little more gruesome. And like you said, Kirk never saw it coming.
Nope. Yeah, and the viewers didn't either. It was all of a sudden like, what the fuck?
Boom.
Eric?
guess I'm going with Leatherface.
All right.
I'm going to go with the Leprechaun just to be a contrarian, but the Leprechaun doesn't move on. Right. Leatherface moves on. So far, we're having like pretty much the standard, I guess, monsters going forward here.
Ooh, this is so good.
But yeah, there's going to be some more hard ones. We have the Gemini Killer from The Exorcist 3 versus Jaws, who... I picked the kill of Quint when he eats Quint at the end.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to some of the other ones, because that one's the most graphic of his kills, I think.
Yeah.
Eric, you can start to smell. Oh, I'm sorry. The Gemini Man kills a nurse with shears in the hospital in an unexpected thing. Like she was all by herself, just doing her job, and all of a sudden here comes Shear Man.
I'm going to vote for Jaws just because we need some creature representation in this.
I'm going to go next, and I'm just going to put Frank on the spot and go with the Gemini Killer.
Wow, you guys are going to be surprised. It's definitely the Gemini Killer because it's one of the most shocking kills in cinematic history. If you guys have ever seen Exorcist 3...
I don't know exactly what you're talking about. I actually agree with you.
Yeah, Exorcist 3... is one of the most underrated horror movies of all time. It's definitely linked to the first movie. We don't talk about the second movie, but that kill was super shocking and iconic, and I love it. I love that kill. It's still scary to me this day.
Based on things I've seen people talk about it, that the new Exorcist movie isn't that good.
Yeah, I heard that too, and that's sad. All right.
Next, we have, this is a newer movie. It's a French movie. I think it's called High Tension.
Okay, I know this one, yes.
It's a French movie, and it's about, I don't want to spoil it, but because there's a huge twist in it, but there's a murder at the beginning with a bookcase where a person's head is trapped between two banisters, and then the bookshelves are used to pop his head off like a grape.
Yes, so, yes.
So that versus a kind of a nice juxtaposition as the insane Patrick from American Psycho dancing around in parties to Huey Lewis as he murders his friend.
Yeah, as he's also describing Phil Collins' Susu Studio as well.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Like, he's talking about these awesome pop songs as he's killing his friend.
Yes, yes.
I think it's your turn, Frank.
You know what? I got to go with Patrick because it was, like you said, it was such a juxtaposition and so funny to hear him talk about Phil Collins and how Susu Studio was like, I forget how he phrased it, but it was something like, you know, that's a, you know, one of his best albums, but you wouldn't, you know, that, I mean, he just kept on and he killed with an axe and it was awesome. Actually, there's a better kill where, a woman escapes from him and he drops a
might be on here, Frank.
Oh, it might be on here. Never mind. But I'm still going to go with Patrick and Huey Lewis and the news and the axe.
Eric?
I might as well go with that because bookshelf kills where insanity is the reason why you're able to become super strong is just stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if she's like super strong or something. It's just the whole...
Well, you can't really.
We forced it to happen because we wanted to kill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the story doesn't make that much sense. Because you see it as somebody else is the killer, but it turns out it's somebody who doesn't look at all like the killer was pictured. Anyway, so Patrick is going to go ahead and move on. I was actually going to vote for Patrick, too, because that's, like I said, he's talking about Huey Lewis and
I know.
Phil Collins. Like,
yeah.
What could be more awesome than that?
Just dancing around with the axe, and he's got like his raincoat on and all that stuff. Yep. Yeah. All right.
Next, we have the T-Rex, because I didn't think there were that many enough creatures, so I definitely had to add some like Jaws and the Tyrannosaurus Rex from Jurassic Park. Is he makes a meal out of a fucking lawyer? He doesn't like that,
and the lawyer deserved it.
Yeah, he
did. And the lawyer deserved it. And he hit on the toilet, you know. So it was a snack on the John for the T-Rex. I'm going to go ahead
and my little poo in his food.
T-Rex versus the killer clowns from outer space is they killed a cop with pies.
Yes, they did.
They pied him to death. That wasn't really
big. Oh, were the pies laced with like acid, like cream or something?
No, not that I'm aware of.
I think he just died of asphyxiation. Yeah.
I am going to go ahead and start. I'm going to go with the T-Rex because, like Eric said, that lawyer deserved it. I mean, he abandoned his kids and he was a dick.
Yeah. I think we're all in agreement, T-Rex. Even though my daughter would kill me for not picking the killer clowns. That's her favorite.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's an obscure one.
Still her favorite?
Yeah. Well, I haven't talked to her in a bit, yeah.
I was watching some of the kills on that one earlier, and the special effects, it's like, oh my god, like 80 special effects.
So fun, though, man. That's a great movie. But.
Oh yeah, there are definitely some funny aspects to it. And that's why the killer clowns appear again on this list. Next we have, and this is the final of the first bracket, Pennywise the Clown and his first meeting with Little Georgie versus, and you can actually use either one. I'm using the newest one because it's way more horrifying.
Yeah, the new one's better. Way better.
Versus Chucky in the second, I believe it's Chucky number 2 with an air pump to an old bitch. yeah. This is another one of those where the person deserved it who was getting killed, but yeah, this was an air pump, and he at one point like jumping on it, the inflator. Yeah, Eric, you're stuck this one.
I'm gonna go with Pennywise.
I gotta go with Pennywise too. This is just a great kill.
Yeah, I think I agree, man. That is a great kill. He chomps his arm off, and then Georgie's kind of crawling away, and then he uses his long elongated arm to grab him and pull him under. It's wicked, man, for sure.
I'm like, you ain't going nowhere, motherfucker.
Yeah. All right, what do we got next?
That might be the only kid death on here, too, actually. Next, we have Jason Voorhees with a sleeping bag in a tree, and one of the most iconic kills in horror history, versus Michael Myers in his first ever kill, which, for people who don't know, is him as a little kid in first-person perspective, murdering his sister.
You do see side boob in that one, too, so that's a point for their break, man. I don't know if you remember watching it.
It's been a while.
Yeah,
I just remember him as putting on the mask, and then
she was nude.
Demasking at the end.
She was nude from the way, you know, she just had panties on, and you could definitely see some boobs, some side boobage, so.
Ooh, I'm going to have to go back and watch.
Yeah.
Eric, you can start this one.
I'm going to vote for the sleeping bag.
Yeah, the sleeping bag kill's fucking cool. I got to go with the sleeping bag, too.
I agree. That is one of the most iconic kills ever, and it may be my pick to go all the way.
I think I've seen that scene. Is it in the third movie?
Seventh.
Oh, seven.
Yeah. It's in the game, too. I love that. You can actually kill people in the sleeping bags. Next, we have, I thought this would be fun. I try not to overlap too much, but there are kills that some people that were really proficient at, so they got in here multiple times. But this one's kind of a cheat. Pamela Voorhees,
with
a spear under the bed to my lord and savior, Kevin Bacon, versus Billy Lenz, who, if you don't know, is the Black Christmas killer.
Yes, I'm very aware.
A woman with a plastic bag and a very long, horrifying scene.
Yes, it's a great kill.
It's very horrifying. I am going to go ahead and start this one out because if I don't vote for Kevin Bacon, I might be in trouble. Bad food juju or whatever the word is.
Yeah, see, I think we're going to appease him this round.
Honestly, it's cool because like he's laying there and all of a sudden you see this spear coming through his throat and the blood starts flowing out of it,
which is physically impossible, by the way, if you think about it. But
so where did she eat the spear? Cool.
I think it's like a fishing spear or something.
Who's next?
You're next.
I'm definitely going to agree. I do like that plastic bag kill because it's crazy, man. Black Christmas is one of the original slasher movies. So, you know. So, there you go.
I'm going to vote for the spear.
Yeah, we have to appease Kevin Bacon this round because I have a feeling you ain't going to last next round, Mr.
Kevin Bacon. Next, we're going to have The Thing who pretty much was anything it wanted to be at any time, and I think the most iconic kill is at one point, one of the regular humans goes to help who he thinks is a human with a defibrillator, and he goes to push on the chest of that other person. Turns out the thing, and the thing bites his fucking arms.
Yeah, it's a great scene, man.
Yeah.
That's a great kill. But this other one's a great kill, too.
Yeah, and another, back to the creatures, we got the little chest buster, who made an appearance in the first Alien movie, and still one of the scariest scenes in movie history. Just all of a sudden, he's eating, and all of a sudden, just like having stomach pains, and it's like, thing just busts out of his chest, like,
I think you meant to say chest burster, Breakman, but yes, I know.
Well, chest burster is basically the same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Oh, we disconnected real quick, but we will be back. We should be back. If we're not back, refresh, guys. Somebody type in chat to refresh, because we just lost signal for just a second.
Eric, you can start this one.
I don't want the thing.
Yeah, that's
it's kind of like the inverse of the chest buster.
Yeah, it kind of is. I'm going to go with the chest buster because it's so... And I love the thing kill, but that chest buster is still like one of those horrific scenes that just messes people up when you see it the first time. Frank, you're a tiebreaker.
I hate that you put me on the spot on this one, because these are two of the most iconic kills of all time, Breakman. I really like the thing one, though, man. Like, that one, like, it looked like a bunch of teeth, and it just grabs, and then his arms are bleeding, and...
They're both good kills.
God damn it, this is so hard, but the chest burster, like, they're sitting around eating breakfast or some shit, and then he's like... You know, he's just talking, and all of a sudden he's like starts convulsing. They put him on the thing, and you know, this little fucking alien burst out of his chest. God damn it,
man. Blood squirts everywhere.
So hard.
The cast knew something was going to happen, but they didn't know exactly what. So, like, the shrieks that are happening are authentic for the most part.
Fuck, this is so tough, man. So tough.
One got like blood squirted on her, and her freak out was like for real, because she wasn't expecting to get doused in blood.
Right. Okay, so they're both super unexpected, right? Like, you did not expect like this dude's like whole chest to like become a monster, basically, and then snap on the arms and
yeah.
Fuck, man. Oh man, this is so tough. I think I'm gonna go with the alien, because we do need a little more representation of, like, you know, like creatures. But again, the thing is a creature too.
The thing is a creature. It's whatever it wants to be.
Yeah.
The thing messed me up from the beginning when he first is that dog that like splits
it. Oh god, that was wicked.
That was one of the most horrific scenes as a kid. Like, oh my god, what that fucking dog doing?
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, I'm going with the chest burster. Sorry, Eric. I'll try to vote with you next time, but damn, that was the toughest one of all, man. Both of those are just
phenomenal. There's some easy ones, but there's some harder ones too.
Yeah.
Next we have Thunder from Big Trouble in Little China. He's the guy who can expand his weight.
I haven't watched the movie in a hot minute.
So I know.
I love that movie. The movie's fucking fantastic.
It's a great movie.
Versus another great movie. What's that?
Is it streaming anywhere?
Yes. Know. Yes, it is somewhere.
Wow.
I can't remember where, Eric, but it is streaming.
Probably Tubi.
Yeah, probably Tubi.
Yeah, and actually, that's the character of Lightning is who they based Raiden on in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. But Thunder is basically the right-hand man of whatever his name is. I forget his name. Lopan, that's it. Versus the Candyman with his hook as he makes a psychiatrist, a believer.
Ooh, that's a great kill, Breakman.
Yeah, I was thinking about putting in the other kill in the new Candyman. Now I'm thinking of it, and I didn't realize it then. But yeah, that's the psychiatrist didn't believe him, so she showed him.
She sure did.
I will start this one. Thunder, for those who don't know, he expands his size, and when he sees Lopan dead, he decides to end it all, and he decides to blow himself up. And you see him expand and expand and expand until he explodes and little pieces of him go everywhere.
Reminds me of a death in, or a kill in Splinter, where, I don't know, not Splinter, Slither. Have you ever seen that movie Slither, Breakman? So good. It's with Nathan Fillion. And like this creature just gets bigger and bigger until it explodes with all these little leech creatures. It's really gross.
Oh, maybe I have seen that one.
Slither's good. Yeah, it's really good.
Anyway, next week... Oh, wait, no, we're still on this one. I will start this one out. I'm going to go Thunder. I like how... Like, that was just really cool. Like, he explodes and we get to see the whole damn thing. Frank, you're next.
I'm going with Thunder, too.
I'm going with Candyman, because that's another iconic kill. But Thunder moves on.
But Thunder moves on. Eric didn't even let you take a turn. He said, fuck you, it's my turn.
I know.
Well, I've seen that one, so I can identify with it more.
So by that logic, Thunder's going all the way.
That's a good point. Well, maybe
it's definitely the best kill I've seen that I remember on this list.
Well, I'm sure you've seen this one. Ghostface is very first kill. Yeah. Well, actually, technically, it's his second kill because the boyfriend's dead.
Yeah.
But Cindy, who gets the wrong phone call, and you know, she should have probably hung up and sort of put him away or whatever. She is mercilessly hunted down, and she's stabbed and gutted and everything else. So she's eventually hung up and as a decoration. Versus, this is maybe a bit more obscure for some people, the Puppet Masters, a couple of the puppets team up together, Blade and Torch, and this is the first time Torch shows up,
yes,
to kill somebody who's a bad person. If people don't know, like the Puppet Master, it depends on who the Puppet Master is, whether they're good or bad, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, in the first movie, the puppets are good.
No, ish. They're not.
No, wait, no. Which is the third
I think it was, good? Like, the third one when they finally became good.
I'm sorry, yeah. There's the third or second, third, fourth one.
Yeah, there's one of them where they turn good, which is really cool. It's like a good juxtaposition. I mean, they're basically just puppets that are, you know, controlled by puppet masters.
They're essentially just whoever the master is. They do the bidding. So they team up to kill a bitch, and that's one of the things in the Puppet Master 2 is though there's a lot of kills of people who are bad too.
Yeah.
Like in the first movie, they're like was it the first movie there are Nazis?
No, Nazis. I mean, there's a whole Nazi backstory with the puppets.
Yeah,
but
they're originally created by
Andre Toulon, and I know that's a great series of movies that I really like too. Those are also free on.
Long time since I've seen them, so I'm kind of vague on right now.
Yeah, they're good. They're good to watch on their own. And they did not a remake, but like an updated one, and that one was good too. I kind of like those movies. They're kind of cheesy, but still good at the same time. All right, continue on.
Yeah, I like Jack. He's my best. Who do you choose, Frank? Because you're gonna start.
Gotta go with Ghostface, man. I mean, that's a super iconic kill it's iconic because it's unexpected. You expect Drew Barrymore to, you know, be like a main character in the whole movie, and she dies within 5 seconds, you know, it's like, or 5 minutes, you know, it's a great kill.
Oh, so. Hey, she's obviously the star of this movie. Never mind.
Yeah. I love movies that subvert your expectations like that. It's really good.
Hang on, Ghostface.
Ghostface moves on. I'm going with Ghostface too. Yeah, I was trying to find the best kill with the puppets. I don't know if that was the best kill, but I think it was the best one I could find. Next, we have the Joker. Heath Ledger's version. With a pencil, he makes disappear. Nice little magic trick.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the Killer Clowns, who a guy challenged them to knock his block off, so they did.
Ooh, yes.
Eric, you can start this one.
We're going with Joker, because that one sounds more like a joke kill than anything.
It is really funny how he does it. Like, hey, you want to see a magic trick? You can make pencil disappear, and he slams the guy's head through the pencil.
Yeah.
I I really like that one too, but I like the idea of putting Frank on the spot. I'm going to go.
Okay, well, you guys are also going to be surprised on this one. I am an aficionado, and that kill in Killer Clowns is actually pretty fantastic because it's a biker gang, and the leader of the biker gang thinks that this clown is just, is a clown, you know, for sure, and tries to bully him, and, you know, he's like, you know, just making fun of him, and then all of a sudden he's like, what you going to do, knock my block off? And he's like, he kind of nods his head, and he just takes one punch, and he knocks his head clean off. It's pretty iconic. It's a great kill. I'm going with Killer Clowns. I do like the Joker kill too. That's a great kill, but Killer Clown for sure.
Moves on. They lost the last time, but they are moving for this time with the mighty fist of justice.
Yes.
Or whatever. I don't know. Next, we have more modern times. Shang Tsung and his soul steal of Kung Lao. Versus Ghostface again with the garage door kill. Interesting way to kill somebody. Unexpected. Yeah. There are not many creative kills by Ghostface, but I think this one is kind of a creative one. I'll go ahead and start this one. I'm going to go Shang Tsung because I thought that kill was really fucking cool. Just like how they brought to life his soul steal and seeing the withered body of Kung Lao. Like, that's well done. I like that. Frank?
This is a tough one. I think I'm going to put Eric on the spot. I'm gonna go with Ghostface just to put Eric on the spot, because I've been on the spot all day here.
Go on with Shang Tsung.
All right.
Shang Tsung moves on. Shang Tsung wins. Not probably a flawless victory, because it was a tie. I mean, because there's an incident there. Anyways. Next, we have, in probably the most iconic kill in all of history, movie history, Norman Bates with a knife in a shower, and a surprise as he killed the protagonist in the middle of the fucking movie. You know, well, who we thought the protagonist was, anyways. Turns out she's just a victim. And next, we have another little victim, a little girl who has the unfortunate meeting with Frankenstein. Is one of the most iconic deaths in horror movies. This is one of the oldest, because this movie came out in the fucking 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Basically he's playing with a little girl, and he misunderstands what's going on, so he throws her in the river and she drowns. Accidentally. He just doesn't understand because he has a childlike mentality.
Yeah.
Whereas Norman Bates, he's just psycho. Eric, you said this one.
I've got to go with Norman Bates.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Norman Bates as well. That kill is really iconic.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Anne Heche couldn't ruin it, and her butthole didn't ruin it, but and Vince Vaughn almost ruined it. Oh my God, worst Norman Bates, worst casting ever.
Yeah, it was horrible, shot for shot remake. Frankenstein, although really one of the most tragic deaths in cinematic history, Norman Bates has to have the most iconic, I think. I'm in full agreement, and now that I see this, I think that one is going to be in the top four, probably. But let's continue on.
I think so, too. Next, I'm sorry, still typing here. Next we have, and this one, I said there were going to be some action heroes in here, not just the villains and the monsters, and this whole bracket is dedicated to the heroes. First, we have John Wick, who uses a pencil as a killing tool. Versus Mace Windu, who ends Jango Fett's bounty hunting career with a pose and a lightsaber. A purple lightsaber. I will go ahead and start this one. I really like the whole pose after he kills him, the beheading of Jango Fett. Just Jango Fett had been a badass up to that point, and he'd even taken on Obi-Wan Kenobi in one, and then Mace Windu comes out here and embarrasses him. Knocks off, blocks all his shots, and just slices his head off. Frank, you're next.
I got to go with John Wick on this one, Breakman. Holy shit, is John Wick a badass. And that was a great kill with the pencil.
Eric, here's Eyebreaker.
Also John Wick.
John Wick moves on, the deadly pencil man. I'm going to have to go watch these John Wick movies. Cause
God, they're not so good.
I kind of want Joker to pass on, so we get both pencils go against each other, potentially.
That would have been funny. Next, we have John Matrix, who, if you don't know, is Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando. Because you have an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Let off some steam.
You didn't put that in the captions. This fails.
What?
This is all invalid now. You didn't put let off some steam, Bennett, in the captions.
I ran out of time.
His name is Bennett. Yeah, Bennett. Bennett, by the way.
Yeah, the guy's name is Bennett, and he throws a pipe through him and blow off some steam or something. Yeah. He says,
"Blow off some steam, Bennett." Yeah.
And I think this was probably his most iconic kill, movie wise, other than maybe the Predator. But he didn't really kill the Predator; Predator killed itself.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Which makes him exempt from that. So
he had another great kill.
So John Matrix is going up against John McClane.
Yeah.
Who was in a cold ice field. This is after he's gotten out of the Tokyo Tower and moved on to an airport, and some asshole tries to kill him outside in the snow. John McClane picks up the first weapon he could find, which is an icicle, and he shoves it through the guy's eye.
Mm-hmm.
In one of my absolute favorite fucking movie kills. I'm going to go ahead and start because I love that fucking kill so much. The icicle to the eye is just badass. Frank, you're next.
Oh, by the way, Arnold Schwarzenegger had a bunch of iconic kills in Commando. Remember when I told you I'd kill like you that. Last, Sally? I lied, and he just lets him go. And then the one in the
tool shed, and he's using like everything. In to kill him. Like I thought about putting that in.
Yeah, and then the other one where he's in the airplane and he like grabs that guy and puts him in a headlock and just kills him, and then puts his hat over him. He's like, and he turns to the stewardess and he's like, don't disturb my friend. He's dead tired. It's so funny. Oh God, that steam let off some steam, Bennett. That's a great kill, but I think I'm going to agree with you.
I can't remember the icicle one because like, I saw the TV edit of Die Hard. I never watched the whole thing.
Oh, it was Die Hard man.
In the first one.
It's a great kill. I think I'm going to agree with...
I never saw Die Hard 2, period.
So. I think I'm going to go with you, Breakman, and say John McClane. I think that is a great kill.
The second and third Die Hard movies are fun. Neither of them ever gets as close to the first one, but they're still fun movies.
Yeah, I like them.
After that, they start getting the absurd special effects and other things. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, this isn't Die Hard.
This is Die Special Effects.
Yeah.
And I really wish these special effects
were Die. What say you, Eric?
The icicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, ice in his veins and ice in the dude's eye. Next, we have one of the most iconic deaths in all of movie history. Dorothy, with a bucket of water, melts that old cranky witch. And she screams, "I'm melting, I'm melting.
I'm melting, I'm melting."
And then we have Conan finally getting his revenge on Tulsa Doom, right in front of all of his cultists. As he hacks the guy's head off. Not just one clean slice like Mace Windu.
Nope.
No, he has to hack at the guy's head to get it off. Tulsa Doom, the magic man, the cultist, the headless
James Earl head. Jones, Darth Vader himself.
Eric, you can start this one.
Oh, Conan.
Yeah, that's a great kill, but as much as I really hate The Wizard of Oz, just I've seen it a billion times as a kid, and it's just like, why is this fucking movie on again? Like, parents leave the room and make you watch something. It's like, here's Wizard of Oz.
No, don't make me watch that. The fucking monkeys. The monkeys.
Yeah, but the kill like that was a great kill. I mean, a bucket of water and her screaming, "I'm melting, I'm melting." So I'm going to put Frank on the spot. Conan or Dorothy?
This is easy for me, man. I mean, really, a bucket of water? What are we watching, Signs here? I mean, it's got to be Conan with the sword, man.
This just proves that the movies are connected and she's one of those aliens,
right? Yeah, exactly. It's got to be Conan, man. That hacking, and you're right, it wasn't just like one clean slide. I mean, he hacked it off, yep. And that's the way it should be. You're not going to just do that willy-nilly. It's going to take a few hacks, you know?
Throws that head down, and then you watch the cultists all, like, throw their torches and just start walking away.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess this party's over with.
Shit. Yeah, he walked away like a boss.
Yep. Next, we have... So Conan moves on. Next, we have Indiana Jones, who was kind of on a break at the time. He's kind of, exhausted, and the sword guy picked the wrong guy to fight with as he was... you know, showing off his skills. Indiana Jones didn't want to have anything to do with it and just shoots him dead.
Yeah.
It was either that one or the German to the fan. The
he didn't even give that dude a chance, did he? He was just like boom, done. Like a fucking.
I know. Like, this guy comes in, he poses, got his sword, he shows it off. Like, I got all the skill, and he's like, no, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have Gabe, who takes on his evil doppelganger and gives him the motorboat death as he's chopped into little pieces. I don't remember the name of his evil doppelganger.
But, what movie was that? What movie was that?
Us. This is Us.
Oh,
so
Us.
This is a new one.
Gotcha.
So this is old versus new. I'm going to go ahead and start this one because I haven't actually seen Us, and Indiana Jones killed.
Oh, I can't believe you haven't seen
Us. One of the funniest scenes in movie history. I got to go with Indiana Jones. Frank?
I'm going to agree with you, but you, how dare you not see the movie Us, man? That's a great movie, man.
See everything. I haven't got to it yet.
Such a good movie.
Have you seen Nope yet?
I'm behind on like more horror movies. I'm sorry.
What, Eric?
I was asking him if he saw Nope yet.
No, no, nope. Nope, nope. So what are you
going to
vote for, Eric?
I'm voting. I mean, Joe just shooting a guy is just funny to me. I don't think it's particularly great. So I'm going to go with Gabe with the motorboat. So I did see that scene. That was pretty brutal.
Yeah, it is brutal. But I mean, it's got to be that. I mean, it is an iconic kill just because, like, I mean, Indiana Jones is a straight up murderer, man. Like he just murdered that guy right there, man.
Yeah. No, he's got no. The only qualm he had about killing anything was destroying the Ark.
Right, right.
Like, that was the one thing he's like, no, I can't do this.
Right.
He's ready to blow everybody up with a rocket launcher, but then all they got the Ark. No, I can't do that.
Yeah, let's do these rapid fire, man.
Yeah, okay, we're running out of time here. We got two more brackets here. Next, we have the Bride with her katana giving brain surgery to one of her arch rivals. I think that's a really cool kill as she slices the top of her head off and you see her brain. I forget, Lucy Liu? Was that who it was?
I can't remember.
Anyway, versus Kung Lao, who right before getting his soul stolen, takes a ride on Natara and cuts that bitch in half with his sword, and we get to see all the grisly details, just like the fatalities in the game. Eric, you can start this one.
I'm gonna go with Kung Lao.
I like that kill, but the Bride kill with the katana, like, that was a hard fight, but hard fought battle, unlike her battle with Bill, where she just, you know, five fingers him.
Yeah.
This was a hard fought battle, and
I kind of like it just how showy Kung Lao's kill was, though.
It's true. That's a good point. Oh, you got a good point. I am changing my answer. I'm going with Kung Lao. What about you, Frank?
Yeah, I think I'm going with Kung Lao as well, just for what Eric said.
That's a great point, Eric. That was like he did it showily. Like, he was like showing off when he did it. Next, we have Connor McLeod of the Clan McLeod with his katana versus Clancy Brown, the legend.
There
himself.
Can be only one.
Yeah, there can be only one, and it ain't the Kurgan. Sorry, Clancy. Versus Scorpion. Scorpion who fries Sub-Zero at the end into a little crispy treat that we know is going to be back in the next movie.
Yes.
Frank, you can start this one.
It's Connor McCloud, man. I mean, that's pretty iconic at the end. He's like, he does it, and you don't really know he does it, and then Kurgan kind of smiles, and then his head just goes back.
Laughing.
Yeah, his head turns back, and then all the light and shit, it's definitely Connor McCloud.
Yeah, Connor McLeod.
Agreed. Connor, all the way. The McLeods move on. I mean, they are fucking immortal. Well, two of them at least. Next, we have Furiosa with a chain and tire as she rearranges Immortal Joe's face.
Yeah, that's a great kill, man. I forgot about that.
That was a great movie, too. John Preston with a katana. This is Christian Bale again making the list. This time is the good guy instead of the villain.
It's Katana, by the way.
Whatever.
Katana's the name of a character.
As he was taking on a guy who was kind of bragging and was really mouthy, and John Preston just cuts him down in a few moves. It wasn't even a fight. Frank, you can start this one.
It's Furiosa, man. That kill was... I totally forgot about that kill, and it's a great kill.
I picked these together because it was basically both of them faces get ripped... His Morton Joe's face gets ripped off, and Andrew Brandt's face gets chopped off. Like, you see his face, like, slide off.
Yeah.
But, Eric, you're next.
Furiosa,
yeah, I gotta agree with you. Like, that was... Because she made this line, like, remember me? Like, huh? Oh, yeah, I do remember you. Oh, shit. Yeah. Next we have, and this is the last in this bracket, RoboCop, who I could have chose other kills, but I wanted this one because it was the best kill, even though he kind of indirectly did it as he shot the guy who was driving at him.
The toxic waste.
But mostly one. He dodged it.
I think it's so weird that RoboCop has the ability to quick reflexes, even though in other parts of the movie he seems kind of slow.
Well, this one, there's a truck coming at him. He just dodges it, and the truck runs into the...
It depends on how quickly he can think and get his body to react versus, like, certain other events that he wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
So I wanted, like, the Bodiger kill, but it was just, like, him stabbing him in the neck, essentially.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, this guy melts from toxic waste.
Such a good one, man. That's iconic, too, man.
And this one's going up against Brody, who finally ends the terror of Jaws with some hectic work. I mean, he tried going down into the water to give it a syringe, and then finally he gets the jetpack in its... Or the scuba tank in its mouth. Scuba pack.
Blows it up.
And shoots it.
And then blows that up, yeah. And we see
chunks,
chewy, juicy pieces of Jaws go everywhere.
And then in the next movie, there's another Jaws for inexplicable reasons.
Right. And then the fourth one, it's like the son of Jaws.
And he follows him all the way to, follows the mom all the way to the Bermuda Triangle or some shit. You know, it's like, come on, man.
Frank, you can start this one.
It's RoboCop, man. I mean, that toxic waste kill was fucking iconic, man. It's a great kill. Great kill.
Yeah, it was either that one or the one at the beginning where Murphy... See, I couldn't put that one in because Murphy doesn't actually die.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I mean, he like died on the table, but it'd bring him back, so that's not death.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Yeah, he didn't suffer brain death, so he's alive.
Eric, you're...
I gotta vote for RoboCop.
Yeah, I gotta go for RoboCop, too. The guy melting is pretty fucking cool.
It was just
funny that suddenly he has, like, reflexes and shit.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll buy the 4K version of RoboCop.
Oh, it's so good. So good, Eric. So good.
Oops. Can you erase that?
I'm not sure who this next one is.
Okay, next. Here we go. This is the last bracket. Vincent Vega, who accidentally shoots the passenger in the car as he's having a conversation.
Oh! With... Okay.
Oh, this is from
Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
Pulp Fiction. Versus Freddy Krueger, who isn't even in the scene. He just he makes a bed into a coffin, essentially, as it swallows up Johnny Depp,
and then becomes a volcano of blood.
Yeah. Which is an iconic kill. Like, even though Freddy wasn't there, it was still Freddy doing it. So
yeah. Yeah.
I am going to go ahead and start with this one. The Vincent Vega shoot of poor Marvin was really funny, and it's iconic for everything that happened afterwards, like brain guts and everywhere and stuff like that. But the blood fountain, I think, is kind of hard to top. So yeah. I'm Freddy Krueger. Frank?
It's Freddy Krueger all the way, man. He's got some of the greatest kills ever, man. I'm thinking back, and man, oh man, those are some good fucking kills.
I said the same.
Next, we have, again, Freddy Krueger. This time, he uses the whole fucking room.
Yes.
To kill a girl as her boyfriend watches helplessly. Versus Ghostface, who returns, and he shows up at the movie theater and stabs a girl in the bathroom and then watches her as she goes out in the movie theater and dies in front of everyone.
Yeah, so that's a great kill, too, for sure.
And people thought it was part of the movie, and they're cheering and everything else. So, like, yeah, that was a really clever kill. Eric, you can start this one.
One thing I have to ask is, why would they think it's a part of the movie when the whole point of the movie is to watch the movie?
You got to watch the movie.
It was the premiere of the movie, so they thought it was, like, a promotional stunt.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff is not
yeah.
theaters.
But I'm going to go with The Room.
You have to remember, this happened before the crazy guy in the Dark Knight movie theater. Like, yeah. This was before people were afraid of guns in movie theaters.
Yeah.
This one, so stunts like that were common, but...
I already said The Room, though.
Oh, okay, yeah, that The Room, how they did that was really cool. Like, that was some hard special effect work they did. But like I said, the Ghostface, that kill was clever. Just to get her in the theater, and then to watch her bleed out while everybody's cheering for her death because they think it's a fake kill. I gotta go with Ghostface. Frank?
This is a tough one, but I'm gonna agree with Eric. The whole fucking room kill is awesome, and it's brutal. Like, you see these cuts just happening, and blood is going everywhere.
And she's smacked against the wall.
Yeah, like, he's just throwing her against the wall, and you're like, what the fuck is going on? And the boyfriend's reaction, like, it's just a great fucking kill, man.
But he moves on. Next, speaking of great kills, we have Jason Voorhees. And Jason X, he gets creative. He likes the new stuff. He finds some liquid nitrogen, and he slams that bitch's head right into it to watch her freeze before he slams the head back into a counter and watch it shatter.
Yeah.
Versus Michael Myers, who I don't think he knows how to use a gun. I mean, maybe that's why he shoved the shotgun through the cop.
Yeah.
To shoot. Yeah. But
or you know, he did it on purpose. It's like, I know this will happen if I do it this way. So
yeah, maybe. But I'm going with he just didn't know how to use a shotgun, so he changed it into a spear. I find that these are two funnier kills, and I find the shotgun kill to be the funnier of the two, personally, just because it's a shotgun, not a spear, and he's using it on a spear. And it's on a cop.
Wow.
Frank?
I'm going to respectfully disagree with you, man. The Jason Voorhees liquid nitrogen kill is so fucking cool.
And well, I know there's a liquid liquid nitrogen kill in Halloween, I think, wasn't there?
No, it's in Jason X.
Well, maybe I'm thinking of, like, no, but they put their face in scalding water.
Yeah, scalding water, and that's a great kill, too, which should be on this list. But
the only other one I can think of is Demolition Man, where you use liquid nitrogen to kill somebody.
But that Jason Voorhees kill, man. I'm going with Jason Voorhees.
I'm going with the Jason X kill.
Yeah.
Jason Voorhees and some science killing and moving on. Let me see if I can change. Next we have Gabe. Wait, how did I get him back on here?
Yeah.
Well,
a different Gabe with a different motorboat. This is not us.
No, I know what it was. It was supposed to be Chris versus what's his name, the bad guy.
Whisker?
No, what's that called?
From what?
Jordan's first horror movie.
Which one?
Jordan Peele's first horror movie.
Us?
No.
Us.
No, that wasn't the first.
No, Get Out. Get Out.
Who's what?
Get Out.
Get Out. Get Out, yeah. The Chris's kill of the villain in Get Out. I forget what he used to kill him, but whatever.
I think it was one of the apparatuses on the table or something.
Oh, no. It was, you know what? It was the antlers that he killed.
Yes,
antlers. Yeah, that's a great kill, but...
I watched a lot of these kills online. There's only, like, a couple I didn't see, but... next we have, and this is back to an older one, Ross sees a man sitting in a car with his daughter, and he brutally beats that man until he gets him, or shoves his head into a drill.
What movie is that?
Day of the Dead? No, I wrote it down. Let me see. It's one of the zombie movies. I have to look.
I think you're missing two great kills, man. The shark kill in Zombie 3, I believe.
City of the Living Dead.
Okay. And then I saw there was another one I thought of. Shit. It'll come to me, but
like there are other ones I thought about, like
Zombie with the eye
And that's so fucking cool. I can't remember what the computer's name was, but like that, those lasers and you see the liquid just oozing out. It's so fucking cool. Eric, you can start this one up. Chris with antlers versus Ross with a drill.
Antlers.
I am going to. Yeah, I'm going to go with antlers too, actually. Frank?
I mean, antlers. I mean, come on. How many people get killed with antlers? Although, I will say antlers was the cause of a death in Lost Boys. So.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Next, we have the Gremlins, who use an elevator to kill somebody. Talking about creative. For people who don't know, it was a woman who had an elevator in her home, one of those chair elevators, not a traditional one, so it went up the side of her staircase instead of going up up and down like a traditional elevator. And they rigged it so it threw her out the window, which was pretty funny. I had to think of what this was. Holly, who is in The Omen, early in The Omen, she kills herself after declaring her love for
Damien. She's like, I'm doing this for you, Damien.
Yep, and then, Mrs. Brightman just did the same thing.
Yeah.
You can start this one out, Frank.
That's a great kill. I'm going with that one, man, because it's so shocking. She's like, all of this is for you. And then she jumps off and hangs herself. And then in the aftermath, her body, like, slams into the glass and slams into the, you know, everybody's looking up and, like, in horrified, you know. I mean, just horrifying. But I got to go with that one.
Eric? I've never seen that one, but I'm going to go with it anyway.
Really good. I was going to
go Gremlins, but that's okay. The rope suicide moves on. I'm going to put it on there so maybe I'll remember what it is this time. Next, we have Art the Clown from Terrifier. I've never seen this one. With a saw. As he, cuts some woman in half, I heard?
Yeah, the woman is basically hanging by your legs and saw right in the middle, cut in half.
Ooh, ouch. Yep. That sucks. Versus Father Karras, who the only way he could think of beating the demon was to get the demon to jump into his body, and then he promptly... I put rope, but I think he just throws himself out of the window.
Yeah, he throws himself out of the window.
Yeah, I'm going to put rope there. But yeah, so he kills himself to beat the demon. Eric, you start this one.
I'm gonna go with Art the Clown.
Since I've never seen it, and I the Father Karras death is a legendary death because you know he was it was shocking at the time because he's a preacher and he's committing suicide essentially. I'm going to go with that one. Frank, you're the tiebreaker.
I'm going to disagree with you, Brake, just because of the audacity of that kill. Watch that movie, man. You're going to be like, holy shit, man. That's a great... to me, that's like a new iconic kill. And I agree with you on the Father Karras. That's also iconic, but... Man, the brutality of that one, man. And there's so many good ones in the Terrifier movies.
Yeah, this one was your recommendation. And that one of these is your recommendation, too. Laurie Strode with a meat grinder, a giant meat grinder, to finally end the nightmare of Michael Myers once and for all, versus Elvira with a basketball to her friend's head. And not the Elvira. This is just a character named Elvira.
Mm-hmm.
That she smashes her friend's head with a basketball, and it's like it's an exploding head, essentially.
What movie was that? I don't remember it.
Deadly Friends.
Oh, Deadly Friends. Yeah. Okay, now I remember. Yes.
I am going to start, and I'm going to go with the Deadly Friends because that was just—it's so absurd. Like throws a basketball, and then boom, head. Like okay.
Whatever. I remember this kill because the woman, she was from the Goonies. She was the older woman. And she has a shotgun, and she's going around in the house, and she's going to shoot this girl who's like an extraterrestrial or some shit with superpowers. And she gets her head just like clean blown off with the basketball. It's a great kill. I'm going with that one too, even though that Laurie Strode meat grinder thing is pretty good.
Eric, I'm gonna go with Michael Myers burgers.
Yeah.
Next, and this is the final one, we have Negan with Lucille as he brutally beats a beloved character in Glenn. This is one of the most shocking TV deaths ever, because this was a brutal death to a beloved character, and that really just doesn't happen on television. Well, it did with poor Glenn, as he met Lucille. Versus Jason Voorhees, who taught a boxer a thing or two on a rooftop. The boxer thought he was going to beat down Jason, and Jason, kind of like a killer clown, just one punched the man's head off.
Ooh, can I go first on this one?
Yep, Frank, you can start this one.
You're not doing that Jason Voorhees kill any justice. So basically,
you explain it then.
Basically, they're on a rooftop, right? And the boxer is like, he's a boxer. He's an actual boxer. He's really good and stuff. And he, you know, the only thing he can do is like fight Jason one on one up top, even though Jason is, you know. So he starts punching Jason, and he's doing a really good job. He's backing him up all the way to the edge, and then he just runs out of juice, and he misses Jason, right? And then he says to Jason, he's like, all right, man. You know, hit me with your best shot or something like that. And then Jason just like grabs him and just one shots his head all the way up. And then it falls into a trash can down below. It's like, it's a great kill. It's
a
great
kill. The killer clown's head fell in a trash can too.
I don't remember.
I think that one landed in a trash can too. I think.
Yeah.
So who copied who then? Who came out first?
But killer stuff clowns. Was tragic because it was, you know, somebody you've grown to love. Like, he's a favorite character for a lot of people, and he gets a horrific death that's comic book accurate. But Frank's starting this without me.
Shit. I'm just going to pick Jason Voorhees because it's such a great kill, but I know what Brake is probably going to pick, and I want to put Eric on the spot.
I'm just going to vote for Negan. Yeah, I haven't seen it, and I have seen the boxing scene, but it sounds like it's brutal.
It's very brutal. It's hard to watch, and if you're a fan, like, it's like, like, no, not him, like somebody else.
So these two characters, villains?
Yeah, Negan's a villain.
Yeah.
When he does this, he becomes a good guy, but he's a villain when he does this.
Yeah.
But, God, that kill is so hard to watch, because it's like, oh, no, not Glenn, don't do that to, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, stop! Stop!
A lot of people had
right after he just killed somebody else too. That you, another character that was beloved, you know.
Yeah.
And he was less brutal about that kill. Why can't I have this? Is one on here?
All right. What do you got?
I am going to go with. We already have one head punch on here, so I'm going to go with Negan.
All right. It's fair enough. Fair enough. It is an iconic death.
We don't
death.
Have a baseball bat to the head. We already have one.
Oddly, it's the only TV death that we have on the list.
Yeah. Well, there weren't that many TV deaths, though, now that I think about it, actually. Yeah, there weren't. That might be the only TV character that was on here, actually.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking, I don't see any.
Yeah,
that's all one TV character, and he's
damn. Fine. We got some icons going against each other next week. As Breakman put it, Jock Wick instead of John Wick versus John McClane, and Conan versus Indiana Jones. We've got some man. This is gonna be tough. Will a horror icon survive?
Pennywise.
I know. We got Ghostface and all kinds of shit.
This is what I look forward to. Freddy versus with his bed kill versus Freddy with his room kill.
Yeah, that's great matchup there. All right, let's do our plugs and get the hell out of here, guys. I think everybody's wanting food quests. So, Breakman, plug away. All right. Plugs, Breakman, plugs.
All right, I know, I was stalling. You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, I guess, or X or whatever. I don't know. I think I'm suspended again.
You get suspended more times than not with that account, man. So funny.
No, I just need to move on to Blue Sky. Like, I just, so many, like, fucking the horrible people have taken over Twitter, like actual Nazis and shit are on Twitter.
I know, man. It's amazing.
They don't forget like the Mothers for Liberty or something like that. Yeah. Like we're not Nazis, like they're laughing at me when I call them Nazi. They quote Nazis. I know. They quote Hitler.
I know. All right.
You not Nazis when you're quoting Hitler.
I know. All right.
Hitler is your inspiration, your representation. Hello, Nazi. Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
Mein Kampf is in your catalog of books, fine reading, you know, stuff like that. Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find my written reviews on bostonbastardgate.com. Otherwise, there's the audio reviews, which are on the feed. And if you like either of those things and you want to see more of either of those, there's the link to my Patreon and my Twitter or Blue Sky profile. And bring them as little as a buck, which help out.
And that's Eric. At Eric,
like either one time or like do a one time donation for whatever you want, or just a buck a month if you feel like supporting me more continually, but not, you can't commit to more than that.
All right.
I literally only have one person on my Patreon person that's left, and that's my sister. So
yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric?
Nope, not really. Other than stay safe, get your boosters if you haven't yet.
All right.
If you're keeping up with your boosters, it's probably around time you get another one.
Yeah. All right. Follow me on Twitter and Blue Sky, Frank Branches, or right now I'm RP Grinders as well on. But I'm going to give that account obviously to Break once he gets on. Actually, we should just use that as a secondary account, Break, because you can do your Breakman account over there.
Use mine so I don't get that account suspended. I get mine suspended.
Yeah. Well, it's okay if you get. I mean, I don't care, man. You're I mean,
apparently I'm not supposed to tell people to fuck off and stuff like that, or was it? Apparently I'm not supposed to tell Jim Jordan to eat a shit sandwich and wash it down with bleach.
Well, you're advocating for suicide there, Breakman, you know. All right, you can follow me at Frank Branches on either platform. Also, on any of the systems, you can find me, RP Grinders. I don't have a huge friends list, so if you guys want to join me on any of those systems, I mostly have been playing Switch lately, but I will probably be going back to the PlayStation or the Xbox here real soon, probably PlayStation. But you can find me from time to time on any of the systems. So Frank Branches or RP Grinder should get you there. What else? I want to thank everybody in chat, Freak5 and Skodama this week. And then who did we have? Hold on a second here. God damn it, my mouse isn't working, man. Why doesn't it work? Well, everybody in chat, thanks so much that was listening. Probably Alessidra and all the cast of characters that comes and lurks. Thank you all so much. Everybody watching on YouTube as well, thank you guys so much. And how dare you, Breakman? Don't blame Apple. Although this mouse is kind of wonky, so, you know, it is one of those. I don't know what's going on here. It just doesn't want to. God damn it. Anyways, what else? I want to plug Eric's birthday. Make sure you join us all next week for Eric's birthday. I think that's going to be a fun birthday bash, and we'll obviously have a great show and maybe talk about Eric's tenure on the show and the contributions he's made and all that good fun stuff. So,
you're saying he's finally going to get a raise?
Maybe. I mean, you know, checks in the mail for sure, so, you know. But that's
mail system. There's got to be another way. Like, I've been waiting for that check for you for years now.
What the fuck is going on here? I'm not even going to be able. Oh, there we go. Jesus Christ.
Mail system. This could be the only reason.
I know. All right, and that's about it for us. Make sure you watch Terrifier. Terrifier is a great scary movie. The first movie's more experimental. The second movie's a lot better, but to watch them both back-to-back, and they got great kills, since we've been talking about great kills. All right, anything else, gentlemen?
I'm going to have to watch that. I'm going to have to go back and watch what was that called again?
Nocturne, Castlevania.
No, Us, and what was the other one?
Get Out. Get Out.
Get Out. I got
yeah. Those are great movies, man. But watch Nocturne as well, Bray, because I'm really curious to what you think about that first season.
Netflix, though.
Netflix, yeah. Oh, you don't have Netflix?
I missed my window to watch Expendables 2 on HBO Max before I left, and I feel mad about that.
You're not missing much, man. So, all right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.